Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Klayim, Perik Dalit, Mishnah Gimel. So in the previous Mishnah, we learned the Machlokes Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. What is Mechoil HaKerem? How did we explain Mechoil HaKerem? How much space would I have between the end of the vineyard and the gate to say, well, that's a Makom Chashev, you can plant over there something else? The Beis Shammai say you need 16 amos, the Beis Hillel say 12 amos. Our Mishnah begins with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, this area between the vineyard and the fence, Einza, this isn't Mechoil HaKerem. The Chacham made a gzer, you can't plant in a Mechoil HaKerem. Unless you have the 16 Amos according to the Beis Shammai and the 12 Amos according to the Beis Hillel. But the area between the end of the vineyard and the gate, that's not what Chazal meant when they said Mechoil HaKerem. Ella rather, that's called Geder HaKerem. This area between the end of the vineyards and the gate, that's called Geder HaKerem. And even if you don't have 12 Amos, you can plant over there as long as you're 4 Amos away from the vineyard. Ve'ezu Mechoil HaKerem, which is the Mechoil HaKerem? Where the Beis Shammai say, you need 16 Amos, and the Beis Hillel say 12 Amos, Ben Shnei HaKramim. That's the open area between two vineyards. But not stam two vineyards, explains about Tanura. Two vineyards that are going in opposite directions. For example, imagine I'm looking down at this vineyard and I see three rows that run north to south, up and down. In the middle, there's an empty space. And then there's another three rows that run east-west, or right to left. The area in between is called Mechoil HaKerem. Vezok Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, the Ezu Mechoil HaKerem, what is this Mechoil HaKerem? Where the Beis Shammai say, in order to plant there, you need 16 Amos, and the Beis Hillel say 12 Amos. It's this situation, Ben Shnei HaKramim, between two Kramim, Kerem is a vineyard, where they run in different directions. Again, on one side, the three vineyards go up and down, or north-south. There's an empty space in the middle, which we call Mechoil HaKerem, which Rabbi Yehuda calls Mechoil HaKerem. And on the other side, there are also three rows of grapevines, but they run from right to left, or let's say east to west. Incidentally, says the Mishnah Vayeter, Ezu Gader, what's called a Gader? In other words, what's called a Mechitza when it comes to Klayim? That you should be able to plant different seeds near the Kerem, on the other side of the Geder, it would have to be a Geder, Shu Gavaya Sara Tvachim, that is high 10 Tvachim. If you remember, we learned earlier in Perik Beis Mishnah Ches that it's mutter to plant two types of zroim, one mamish next to the other, if there's a geder, if there's a mechitza in between. The same is true for a vineyard and seeds. So our Mishnah is teaching us the height of that geder has to be at least 10 tefachim. If you don't have a geder, it could be v'charitz, a trench in the ground that is in between the vineyard and the seeds. Shu amek asar, that is deep 10 tefachim. The Rachav Arba and wide 4 Tvachim. Does the Geder have to be wide 4 Tvachim? No. A Geder you can see. It stands up above the ground. But a Charitz that is deep in the ground doesn't protrude above the ground. That wouldn't be considered a Chatzitza unless it's not only deep 10 Tvachim, explains it Tiferes Yisrael, it would also have to be wide 4 Tvachim. So chazing over our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda argues with the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah understood that Mechoil HaKerem is the area between the Kerem and the gate. So Rabbi Yehuda, that's not Mechoil HaKerem. The Mechoil HaKerem, where the Beis Shammai say you need 16 Amos and the Beis Hillel say you need 12 Amos, is something else. It's a field where I have two sets of vines that are growing. Let's say three on one side that are growing up and down. Well, let's say north-south. Then there's a space in between called Mechoil HaKerem. And on the other side of the field, I have another three rows of vines, but they're planted east to west, or right to left. That's the Mechoil HaKerem where we have this Machloikis. Aga, the Mishnah said what's called a Mechitz in regard to Kerem, where you could plant grapes on one side and seeds on the other side. Mamish, if there's a Geder, it would have to be high 10 Tfachim. But if it's a trench in the ground, it would have to be deep 10 tefachim and wide 4.